Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading, we continue with the book of Genesis, and now we're at the part of the fall of man, the original sin. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, recounts how the devil, under the form of a serpent, deceives Eve and causes her to fall, to disobey the command of God. And now, the devil, under the form of a serpent, he is described as being the most cunning. St. Lawrence of Brindisi says that the Hebrew word used for cunning is meant to convey intelligence, okay, superior intelligence, but also malice, a type of craftiness. And so this is something we need to be very aware of, that the devil continues to exist today and continues to fulfill his office as tempter with God's permission, and that his intelligence far surpasses our intelligence, and that his malice is also unmatched. And so how do we overcome? Well, our Lord told us in the gospel to watch and pray that you do not fall into temptation. Watchfulness and prayer. And we can really say that because God does not allow us to be tempted beyond our strength, that every fall into sin and every yielding to temptation is a result of our own negligence in these two areas, watchfulness and prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.